the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, and I am your host, Pesa Shayo, and here's my wife,
Whitney Shayo.
And at Live Your Best Marriage, we always believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. And that's why we always come every Friday giving you some tips just to make your marriage a little bit more awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And today we have three simple tips for you.
Three simple tips that to make your marriage more happier. But before we go to the tips, you can always find me at Pesa Shayo. That's my Twitter handle, at Pesa Shayo.
And I'm at Whitney Shayo. And you can also find us at liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog. That is the place to find our blog post. And also, if you also want to contact us, you can also find us. You can send us an email at liveyourbestmarriage@gmail.com. This week, it has been a really great week. We had an awesome week. And we thank God for, we didn't have any huge difficulties to report here. So everything has been pretty smooth. The kids are learning well. And our business is also proceeding well with no issues. My wife decided to write a little blog post to help encourage other folks who need some encouragement in their marriages.
Yes, yes, the little blog post. Yes, it has three simple tips because I don't like to make it too, nobody wants to make it too complicated. So the first one was, always remember you're on the same team.
Yes, always remember you're on the same team. And this is easier said than done, because when you're in a conflict in your house, it's very hard to remember you're on the same team. I was listening to some motivation talk by Tony Robbins once, and he talked about always think about your outcome. What's the outcome of this conversation? What's the outcome of this conversation? And sometimes when you're having a conversation and you're in conflict, if you think about what's the outcome, that will actually stop you on your tracks, because you're like, okay, my outcome is not to fight here. My outcome is to better this relationship. So your actions and words that are going to come out of you from that point will be different, because your outcome is not to fight. Your outcome is to have a better relationship.
Yeah, and that is so much easier said than done, because when you're in the middle of an argument, you're just like, I don't know. For me, it's just like, okay, right now I have to say what I'm thinking. I have to say what I'm feeling. I'm not even thinking about the outcome, to be honest with you. And it's harder. Like, but if you guys can remember that you're friends and you're on the same side, that's gonna make the conflict die down, I think, sooner. Because honestly, if you think about two friends who have a misunderstanding, they are not as quick to blame and get upset. But with a married couple, it's like, oh my gosh, we're so quick to just be like, whoa, did he really say that?
Yes, did he really say that? Did she really say that? But if we remember, what's the outcome that I'm looking for? What's the goal I'm trying to achieve with this conversation? It should really, really move things ahead.
Yeah. And so if you can, the best thing is just try to get these things resolved and stay cool, because you don't want resentment to start moving in. Because when there's a lot of anger, that's when resentment can take over. So you definitely do as much as you can to prevent that from happening.
To prevent, to reduce, to stop any resentment from coming in. Mm-hmm. Another thing?
The next thing is you can focus on what makes your spouse irresistible. So the person you're married to has special qualities and behaviors that no one else has. So I think it helps if you can take pride in that, you know, be happy about that, and focus on those things more than your pet peeves and the small things they do that get on your nerves.
Yes. Focus on the things that you admire about your spouse. Sometimes it might be, hey, my spouse works hard. He's a good provider. My wife works hard. She's a good mother, mm-hmm. a good provider, whatever. But there's something in her or something in him that really is such a positive attribute. And if you focus on that, it's gonna, you'll actually notice a change in the way you relate to your spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, I think this one is easier than the first tip of remembering that you're on the same team. Because if you can get into the habit of thinking about the good qualities that you like, you know, maybe your husband is a really good dad, or maybe your wife is a really good cook, or vice versa, whatever the case is for you, then it's much easier, and you'll be a lot happier too if you focus on those things instead of, you know, because everybody has flaws too. I mean, we're not going to go around that ever. That's, everybody has some type of issue, but focusing on that is not going to create a happy marriage for sure.
So folks, as we are talking here, there's something that's coming up. There's some underlying theme that's showing up, and I can describe it as being intentional. Being intentional is actually choosing what you will focus on. Most of the time in our relationships, we lose that intentionality. We just drift. We don't know what we are focusing on. We are just drifting. We are just living. There's so many things in our life that we just get pulled into so many different places that we are not intentional on what we are focusing on. And that is huge. The idea that you can actually direct what your focus will go on, go to. And then what you focus on is what you will get.
And folks, we're just going to take a really quick break.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. And remember, this is your Live Your Best Marriage podcast. We will see you in a few. Folks, we are back. This is the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And again, I'm your host, Pastor Shayo.
And I'm Whitney Shayo.
And you can always find me at Pastor Shayo on Twitter.
And you can find me at Whitney Shayo on Twitter. And you can also find my articles at liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
And before we went on the break, we were talking about the idea of intentionality. And I need this talk more than anybody else, because it's the idea that you need to focus on certain things in your life, not just to be pulled in so many directions. And what you focus on, if you focus on the positive aspects, attributes of your spouse's character, that you will see some positive things and you will actually have a happier marriage.
Mm-hmm. So by being intentional, that means we're going to be thinking ahead. We're going to plan ahead of time, actually, what we're going to think about and things we're going to say and how we're going to react to our spouse. Is that?
Yes. And yeah, how we're going to react to our spouse. So we were actually talking about my wife's latest article, 3 Simple Tips to a Happier Marriage. And I'm going to do a quick recap. The first one is, always remember you're on the same team. Always remember you're on the same team. The second one was focus on what makes your spouse irresistible. So on the third one.
So now the third one was take time each day for a hug. And I know this sounds really, really simple, but that's a good thing because I like to keep it simple. Physical touch for married people is so important, and it keeps the connection strong. And it can help you guys even have a stronger bond. So at least once a day, the two of you should hug as if you're two friends who haven't seen each other for a long time. Honestly, it just gives you those extra few moments to pause but most importantly, connect. So that can actually be huge. And what I love so much about these tips is they're super easy and anybody can start using any of them today.
Yes, they're super easy and anybody can start using them anytime today. When you hug somebody, it's one of those things that you will get back what you do.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of hugging somebody, you'll also get another hug. You mm-hmm. get a hug in return.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win for both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. It is. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, for example, at our house, my husband usually gets up about an hour before I do. But when I go to the kitchen to start getting my breakfast, he walks over and gives me a hug. And for me personally, it's a great start to my day, and it just reminds me that he's my best friend.
Yes, and it doesn't take a lot to do the hug. It's something I'm used to.
So I would totally recommend that to any married couple. I think that's going to make a big, big, big impact.
Yes, and that physical touch, and most people, that physical touch is something they were doing when they were dating. It was a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of like the dating process. It was a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Hugs were plenty and are always available.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when we are married, we lose our we lose that intentionality, and we don't give as many hugs as we should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and we're actually gonna go ahead and take our second break, and we will be back.
Hi, folks. We are back to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. Again, I'm your host, Pesa Shayo. You can always find me at Pesa Shayo.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Whitney Shayo. You can find me on Twitter at Whitney Shayo.
And on this episode, we have been talking about the 3 tips to make your marriage happier. And I'll do a quick recap. And the first one is always remember you're on the same team. Focus on what makes your spouse irresistible. Take time for a hug each day. So those are the 3. But because I love to go out above and beyond, actually my wife loves to do that. She's actually going to add the 4th tip just mm-hmm. as a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to add something here that we didn't add to the blog. I want to encourage everyone who's married, to always, always be seeking information that's going to help you improve your marriage and just even help you understand what it means to be married. Because I've heard advice from people who are close to me about marriage and relationships and love, and it's absolutely horrible. It's totally wrong. And thankfully for my husband and I, we were actually able to learn just what it means to be married simply by taking a course at our church. And the pastor was explaining just the most basic things to us. And I think he started in the book of Genesis,
yes,
to be honest with you. And it was kind of interesting because before, this was several years ago, this was about 4 years ago, each week, we would have this class on Wednesday nights, and the first 2 classes before we went, my husband and I were upset with each other. But by the time we would come out of the class, we would just kind of be like, okay, well, I guess that shuts us up, you know, because we had learned like the right way of going about it, the right way of approaching even just the whole idea of why we're husband and wife to begin with. And so that happened for the first 2 weeks. We would go in like kind of upset with each other and then come out like, whoa, okay, wow, that was a really nice lesson. I'm so glad I learned that information. And after that, and we finished the whole 9-week course, and it helped us so much. So I would just, honestly, I just want to encourage everybody out there, do what you can. Just listen to different sources. You can read a lot of stuff online. But sometimes when we listen to people we're close to, they just have the wrong information.
Because when you are listening to marriage information, okay, listening to us, listen to somebody else, listen to your mom, listening to your uncle, friends, whatever, always ask yourself, where are they getting this information? What is the source? Mm-hmm. Now, if the source is something that you are okay with it, and they are just getting from that source, and you are okay with the source, fine. Just mm-hmm. go ahead and enjoy the information. But if it's they're just getting it from the next guy down the street, they're getting it from the Jerry Springer or whatever.
From a movie, from
coworkers, from the lady at the grocery store, from, mm-hmm. I think you should be suspect
mm-hmm.
to that info. You should be suspicious on the validity of that information.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give a specific example. I heard a conversation last week between two relatives of mine, and one just recently got divorced. And he was saying, oh, I don't think I'll ever be able to find a spouse again. I don't think I'll ever be able to get married. And then the advice he was told was, oh, it'll just happen. When you least expect it, it'll happen. You'll just fall in love with someone, and then, you know, you'll be fine. So this picture was painted of this happily ever after sort of thing. But luckily, information that I've gotten says that you don't just fall in love. You have to work for it. You have to work very, very hard even just to stay in love. And a great marriage doesn't just happen when you least expect it. You have to work very, very hard. And another example I have is when in the movies, they show us that there's a conflict before a couple gets married. They go through a lot of struggle, and then when they finally get to be together and they get married, that's when happily ever after starts.
Yes.
But again, things that I've learned from other sources tell me that no, actually getting married is the beginning. That's when you guys are going to start your journey, and there is going to be some struggle in that journey. It's not like, oh, we had to overcome all of this and then we get married and it's a fairy tale after that. No, that's not the way it works.
So choose your path. Choose your path and stick with it. Anyway, folks, this has been a great, great Friday. We are actually very thankful for all of you guys who have been really supportive to our ministry on Twitter. There's just too many people we can't even start mentioning. But guys, thank you, thank you, thank you very much for your support. And we are looking forward to just keep giving you as much content as we can.
Yes, thank you so much again for listening. And we will be back again next week. And we'll talk to you guys later.